And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
That's Goopa Goopa and kind of my way.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Shout out, secret assistant. Just shout. Yeah, there you go. We've got a secret assistant.
There you go.
I love it. When we have a secret assistant, everyone else wants to be our secret assistant.
Do they?
They don't know that what you have to do to be our... I'm rubbing my legs with glee.
I know, I noticed.
Our secret assistants have to do things that other people don't.
Exactly.
So...
We don't want to list that.
No, naked, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Naked, but some very fetching flippers. Thank you for wearing those. I've got a word of the week, Tony. Oh, by the way, well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is the Chop Tops. Didn't mention them last week.
No.
Brilliant band. Go and see them. They're from Santa Cruz, California. They're the coolest band in the world, mate. They're cooler than El Draco and a piece of eight. They're cooler than the Chavs. Oh, no, I've said it.
Never.
I've said it.
That's not possible.
You know how all them black people who do that rap music and that,
yes,
right, all them famous ones, they are good, that like 50 pence and them people,
yeah,
right, when they go yo and then they do a bit about I'm gonna pop a cap in your white ass, yo,
yeah,
yo, but they're going about racism, but then they're racist against white people,
yeah.
Hamboy and Always Looking came up with the phrase they're hip hop crits. So this week's word of the week is hip hop crit. You know who I'm on about. Most people, most black people and most white people and most Asian people, I'm on controversial territory. Most people of any colour whatsoever. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awful. Fact is, we all get along fine. And then every once in a while, you get a prick. Right? Regardless of colour, you get a prick. If they're a white prick, they end up just being called a prick.
Right.
But should you meet a black prick,
yeah,
into rap music, they could be a hip-hop crit. I can't hear people shouting this down the street the way they do, Kimblood.
No.
Right. But nevertheless, it's valid. And thank you, Hamboy and Always Looking. Wasn't my idea. I'm completely vindicated.
Good.
Resistance 77 are the first band this week, Tony.
Excellent.
Shall I play them?
Please do.
Oh, I'll tell you what as well. Next week, you'll find out how significant these first two tracks are.
I'm tired of waking with an empty whiskey bottle. I don't want another vodka and coke. I'm not drinking any more beer and lagers. And I never want another alcohol pop. Cause I'm on the wagon, I'm starting again. Na 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 na. I'm on the wagon, I'm starting again. I'm sick of people saying what I did last night, like ending up in trouble and causing another fight. Everyone I'm spilling their drinks at the end of the night, I'm thrown out on the streets. I'm on the wagon, I'm starting again. I'm sick of drinking in the bottles of my friend. My life has passed me by in an alcoholic haze. You're never gonna see me with a bottle again. I've had enough of losing every girl I meet, cause I'm never sober when I go out. Even though when I first met them, I'm probably drunk. I've lost count of the buses I fucking dumped. Cause I'm on the wagon, I'm starting again. I'm sick of drinking in the bottles of my friend. My life has passed me by in an alcoholic haze. You're never gonna see me with a bottle again. Some people drink to the Pope, some people to the Queen. Friends they haven't seen for ages. Some raise a glass of life, some people to death. I drink, I say love it, it's always on my breath. Cause listened to why I'm gonna pack the drink. I'm not sure if it's what I want, cause I've had time to think. My mates are going out now for a night on the town. I think I'm gonna join them for a cheeky one. Na 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 na.
I'm on the wagon. Resistance 77. This is the Guana Bats.
It is.
Now, that is, we've just been discussing the Resistance 77 album, Songs for a Nanny State.
Yeah.
And both me, you, and the Mystery Assistant.
Yeah.
All say that is one fucking good album.
It's best album to date.
Yeah, I think it is their best one yet. Tone, what's Resistance 77's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Resistance77.
No, MySpace.com/Res77. Do you know what? I've got chances again this week. After your thrashing, I'm just looking down here. I reckon it's going to be 3-3.
Okay.
My prediction for this show is 3-3. Right. Yeah, that's the basically Oddie, the lead singer we know, and Ellis we know well, don't we?
Yeah.
Ellis at one point was in every band in the Mansfield area.
He was.
Yeah, but I think he's concentrating on Resistance now, is he? More?
Yeah, he's not in Flying Blind anymore. They've stopped.
Have they?
Yeah.
Right.
Abiotics. Well, Abiotics still going, but in an acoustic form.
Well, fuck that.
Exactly. So that's the only, yeah, that's the only good band, is it? Let's face it.
I got, I'll tell you what, Tone. I didn't do MySpace comments last week. I did Facebook, but I need to address that situation.
Do you? Do you really?
MySpace.com/punkyradio. Do get in touch with us if you're on MySpace. If you're not, get on MySpace, add as a friend. It's a great way to get in touch. I've had a bit more wine than I'd had last week.
Yeah.
So if I slur a bit, tough.
And I'm probably one eyebrow down from where I was last week.
you mate, we'll talk about your fire later.
Okay.
Where's the fire? In my garden. yeah, so basically, get in touch. You can leave us a significant comment on there. And they get read out. All the good ones get read out, don't they? And some of the shit ones.
Yeah.
Here comes the first one. Thank you, Punky. Couldn't catch all the rubbish you talk on the show. How do I get subtitles? Knox. Crazy Italian psychobillies, aren't they?
Oh, funny.
Mind you, though, to be fair,
they listened.
Could you write something funny in Italian?
Nine.
Exactly. That anniversary show was the best in a long time, which isn't to say that the previous ones weren't so hot. Indeed, they were deadly as well. Twatat! And have you seen Shaolin Soccer yet, Frenzy of Tongues? No, I haven't seen Shaolin Soccer yet, and I don't know whether I mentioned it, but Bill Hamp from New York also said to me, sent me an email saying, you should see Shaolin Soccer.
Is that, what was that after you'd watched? Kung Fu Hustle or something?
Kung Fu Hustle. Mm. Yeah, so basically, I'm on the lookout for Shaolin Soccer.
And not that poison dwarf thing you want to watch.
The Sinful Dwarf.
The Sinful Dwarf.
Recommending The Sinful Dwarf. Well, Mystery Assistant, you'd love The Sinful Dwarf.
No, you wouldn't.
You would.
It was almost as good as there was Zone Horror watching just then.
No, far superior to
really?
That was rubbish. What, the Tales of... What was
the
it
Hell
called?
House, whatever
the
it was called.
Of Hell, the Tales of Hell, the Story of Hell House?
Yeah, with that big monkey in it.
Fuck that. His name was. With that bloke who used to be a monkey.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Yeah, that bloke used to be a monkey. No. That was from Frenzy of Tongues. They're like...
Excellent.
They're clearly...
Well, they're staying there.
A bit obsessed.
Hanging around there, aren't they?
If they ever get to England, they're staying at mine. Rhode Island.
Oh, right, okay.
Which, as Dudley Moore in Arthur, has got a Rhode Island line, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah, they say, what's your country? What's it like? Because it's very small. Is it very small? Rhode Island could kick the crap out of it in a war.
Did you ever see Arthur 2?
Good lord.
That was awful. Jesus.
He sobered up in it, didn't he?
Yeah, that was basically it. Everything that's funny about number one wasn't in number two.
He's a great drunk. I just listened to the 22nd of July show when I heard Ask Diabats. It took me all the way back to Pineda on the Thursday night. I couldn't help myself. I flung off my shirt and burst into a session of the honking dance in the living room. Snuff movie star. That's Darren from the South End Massive that I hung about with. Right. Now, you know I said I was completely fucking trolleyed. He was clearly fucking trolleyed because the honking dance was to the Klingons and it was on Friday. It wasn't on Thursday. He didn't do it on Thursday, he did it on Friday. On our MySpace comments, further down the page, look out for Snuff Movie Star. It's the photograph is a young psychobilly with a blonde quiff. Darren is now an old psychobilly with a short quiff.
Right.
He won't mind me saying that. But there's a video.
Right.
And it's him dancing pre-Klingon.
Nice.
All right, and it's a very, very funny dance. Recommend it. I just listened to the third anniversary special. Happy belated third, by the way. P.S. It wasn't me. Mike the Red. The laughing man. He's come clear. It wasn't him.
Oh, right, okay.
Those of you that are regular listeners to the show will know that 2 or 3 weeks back, was it Kayla who said to us...
Yeah, who stalked... Yeah, Kayla. Yeah.
Said someone's stalking me. We went, I bet that's the laughing man. He claims it's not him.
It wasn't me.
Oh. It wasn't me. That's a rubbish song, isn't it?
It was a bit. But Shaggy is a bit rubbish.
Misogynist. In the extreme. He's a hip-hop crit. That's the point.
Yeah,
he
is.
That's what I'm about. Complete hip-hop crit. Is he Mr. Lover Lover? Who's that?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Is that Mr. Lover? The mystery assistant was talking then. The mystery assistant goes, yeah, that's right. But, ooh. Mr. Lover Lover. The bombastic Mr. Lover Lover. The legs are elastic. Something like that. I miss Purple Burger Alarms. Amanda Narda 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 Narda. Is it out of order for me to say that chick's blossoming?
How old is she? 17, 9. 16, 15. Probably out of order.
You don't know what you've done there, but you've quoted an Andre Williams song.
Have I?
Yeah, Andre Williams.
And you're looking at me in a hip-hop style like that.
I am.
That's right.
I'm going to bust a cap in your ass. Right. Greasy Andre Williams did a song in the 50s called Jailbait.
Okay.
About this bloke who liked young girls. He'd never be allowed to be released now. But it just goes, 15, 16, 17 is still jailbait.
Ooh.
Yeah, creepy. I'll tell you what, though. A lesser profile picture's been photoshopped. She's definitely blossoming. Right. And yes, I miss Purple Burger Alarms too, but I haven't bumped into any Scottish people with my recording equipment.
No.
I would have asked Strangy from Klingons, Animated Argo, and King Kurt, and Dead Kings if he would do it, but I'm scared of the fucker, basically.
Oh, really?
He's a lunatic.
Okay.
He threatened Luke, didn't he, when he was pissed?
Oh. Was that Strangy?
Strangy, yeah. But I don't think he meant to. I don't think it was anything bad, but he freaked Luke out.
Okay.
And, like, anybody who freaks out a member of Riot Squad is clearly worth taking seriously.
Oh.
Check out my band, guys. I'm telling you, you'll like it. This is from Little Morphin Obi.
Pointing at your monitor.
Dude, I can't stop myself. I'm pointing at it because I'm trying to add a bit of what he's all about. He said, listen, guys, I listen to the show. I really love it. Why don't you check out this band? He didn't say my band.
All right.
And I didn't. So then a fortnight later, I get this other comment. I've seen a Daddy Longlegs.
Oh, okay.
He said, they're great.
I thought you were thinking my tree was on fire.
No,
just checking.
No, I was going, the garden's on fire. The garden's on fire. No, look, it's Daddy Longlegs. I hope it goes straight for the mystery assistant. I bet she freaks out insects. She's of a nervous disposition. She will be after I've exposed her. Oh, I didn't tell you last week. I said to you bad things happening in threes.
Yeah.
I cut my cock. It's another story. It's like, basically, I was drunk in charge of clippers.
What were you trying to clip?
I can't afford to lose any. That's the thing.
What, chop an inch off? What?
I was deforesting.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Curse you, Merlot. What was I saying?
Poor beer is in. I cooked my cock shock.
Right. I'm going to bust a pop in. I'm going to bust a pop in your ass. How come... On a fortnightly basis, we're funnier. Yeah, I know, it's weird, isn't it? So anyway, he sends me this comment saying, then saying, "Will you listen to this band that you'll really like?" And I didn't.
All right.
So then he comes clean. "Check out my band. I'm telling you, you'll like it. Yes, yes, we know Goldblade, the UK subs on Beena, teasing Lulu and your address. So get it done. Love, love, little more for Nobu." Fair enough, mate. I have had a listen. Shit. Are we, is that done?
That's done.
Oh, have I spoken to for 9 minutes again?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness sake. Anyway, Tom.
Yeah.
Have you got any podcasts, Alex? We are, listen, Little More for Nobu, you know the deal. If you want us to play your stuff, send us a fucking CD. You've got the address.
Yeah?
I've finished.
Do you want to do these now or after?
Should we do them after?
Let's do them after, because I've not got a twat.
Tony, you're really clever.
I wasn't when I was burning my fire. More about
you
that
were,
later.
You were. Well, except when you nearly became the human torch. You're going to have to talk for a minute, man. I was miles away.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe I told you about cutting my cock.
I can't believe mentioning it either, but I've blanked it now. It's fine.
No, I haven't.
No? Really?
I tried to put a plaster on it. That was more harm than good.
Was it one of the small plasters, like, well, a corn plaster, or was it a big plaster?
Oi, fuck
hey,
off.
Oi, hey.
Fuck off with you, was it a corn plaster? Size of a house.
Was it?
No, right. Thing is, right, if you think about it, right, I have gone to deforest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to, not Kelly, I've not done a Star Trek job on it.
Okay.
It's live, Jim, but not as we know it, right? And I've failed at the first go.
Right.
The very first go, literally, I've fucking nicked it.
What did you try? What was
I've
it
gone
aside?
Straight in and nicked it. Yeah, that's right. I approached my favourite organ with a scythe. No, I hadn't attached the this is going to sound bad. I hadn't attached the plastic thing. You know, like when you go at the barbers, what do you want, number one, number two, number three, number four?
Uh-huh.
And they put the thing, the plastic thing on the razor.
The grader,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'd not attached my grader properly, right?
Right.
And I'd got it planned for a nice, neat trim. Because the thing is, I'd never done it before. I have done it before now, right? But all these years, various people down here said, "Well, for fuck's sake, would you do something about your bush fuzzy nuts?" Right? And I'm going, no, I'm not going to. Au naturel is the way forward. And then I thought, fuck it, I'll do it, right? So I did it. And you know what they say about you shave it, it grows back thicker. It fucking did, right?
Right.
Oh, man, I'm going to be shaving it. It's like painting the fourth bridge. Right. You won't know about that, mystery assistant. Trust me, it's a very funny Scottish joke. Right. So I had to do it again, basically, because it grew back.
Okay.
Like, fucking, I look like I'm in mohair pyjamas walking around now, fucking sake. Like, I dived in after a bit of a night on the piss, right, and just fucking, I'll do it now, that'll be alright. Dived in and fucking hadn't got it attached properly and lost a bit and fucking banged in, and between the base of my substantial berserker and my walnuts,
yeah,
I had a bit of an incident and it cut it. Fuck me, it bleeds down there. Ran in the bog, went, oh, I don't know, toilet paper, dabbing it, so I'll put plaster on it. Not thinking, it's growing back thicker, ain't it? So what I've effectively done is put a clear, large plaster over hair.
Oh, right, okay.
Ow.
Effectively waxed yourself.
The mystery assistant can't stop fucking talking over there, can she? Give her a... Do you want to take over? Give her the mic.
Go on. Take over.
No. Oh, yeah. Change the fucking mind now, isn't she? Yeah, so I'm sorry this is taking so long.
So you tried to wax yourself with a small plaster?
No, shut up.
Okay.
No, you shut up. Shut up, you coat rack. What am I doing now?
Playing the next song.
Track 10.
Track 10 of this.
Danger's close.
Is it?
I wonder if this is it. I'm going to have to take it out and check. Yeah, it is. Track 10. Danger's Close. I love Danger's Close. I saw them at Dagenham and Redbridge.
Oh, the football ground?
Yeah, last year when I failed to see the briefs because I was outside for whatever reason. Although I didn't see Danger's Close. I wanted to see him, but I missed him. But I was introduced to the lead singer by Una Paloma Blanca. Her boyfriend is a complete maddo. Right, and there's pictures of her tits all over the world. I left a comment.
What?
I left a comment. Luke and Una, you know Una.
Yeah.
Right. She's a when she went to Vienna. I'm sorry it's taking so long. When she went to Vienna, to Rebellion in Vienna, the Bleach Boys took a photograph of her chest that she couldn't remember taking, and they let there's a comment, and I saw the comment, the update on the MySpace page, and it was going, and they said, "Well, nice," like that, and she gone, "I don't remember letting you take this." And I left a comment saying, I can't believe the Bleach Boys have gone all the way to Vienna to take a photograph of Una's breasts. You can see them from space. But anyway, right, Danger's Close, lead singer, lovely girl. Can't remember her name. Tell you now, Chris. Lovely girl. This is from the album Closer Than You Think. Very, very good. Do check off. Very good. Check them out. And this track is called Bottles to the Ground. Guess what, Tone? It's another drinking song. What I want to know is, what is Danger's Close MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Danger's Close.
No, MySpace.com/Danger's Close music. Poorly be the internet. To Tony, Neil. This is going to be a long show. This is Bottles to the Ground.
Know it. When it's over. Doors are closing. Feel the
sober.
Staring at you.
At you.
You know the better take. What glass could look. One more round, then there's bottles to the ground. Smashing on the glass with a supersonic sound. Got up on the cloud, man, when it's time to die.
Whoa, it's bottles to the ground.
Suitcase. On the sidewalk. There's some
records.
In a
milk crate.
She'll be staying.
Staying.
You'll be throwing whiskeys over one. One more round, and there's bottles to the ground. Smashing like a glass in a perfect sound. Got it in a pipe, oh, when the lights are gone.
Whoa,
and it's bottles to the ground.
One more round, and it's bottles to the ground.
To the ground.
One more round, and it's bottles to the ground.
Bottles to the ground.
One more round, and it's bottles to the ground.
Bottles to the ground.
One more round, and it's bottles to the ground.
Bottles to the ground.
One more round, and it's bottles to the ground.
Bottles to the ground.
One more round, and it's bottles to the ground.
Bottles to the ground.
One more round, and it's bottles to the ground.
Bottles to the ground.
Yes, indeed, that bottle is to the ground.
10 seconds, that went quick.
That did go.
That was the quickest 10 seconds I've ever had.
When I said 10 seconds, Tony, what I actually meant was 1 second, Tony.
1.0. That damn decimal point.
Have you seen that? I'm just bunging things in that bag tonight as well. I don't know why that could be. Mystery assistant's been very cheeky. I'd watch her.
Cheeky in this little Merlot you've got here. This Chilean Merlot from
Chile. I'd watch her. It's very fucking cheeky. Have I said there's a judgmental tonight?
No.
I haven't, have I? I've got down in my notes to do additional material, and I haven't got any. I don't know what's happened there. I think it was something that I ended up reading out last week, but it doesn't matter, because Laptop Killer's laptop, mercifully, has been brilliant all week.
Really?
And now is not for... Oh, no, it did. Right. We've got a poetry corner later on, and we've got, literally, this thing has just come through. It's another MySpace comment. It's just come through this evening. And if you have a poem for us, you have to email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. However, because of your lack of twattage, which we'll move on to shortly,
yeah.
I'm going to let this one go. Now, I haven't even read this out yet. I haven't read through it. I don't know how it goes. There it goes. Goopa Goopa. You rock, guys. I listened to your last show on my way up to hell. It was my birthday, and I was having a bad day when you read out my comment. I literally screamed, "Fuck yeah!" It made my day, and I got a few disapproving looks from a few people, and I just said, "Go to hell."
Nice.
And here's the poem. I've said that, not. I know who it is now. We read her out last week. Right, okay. Drugs, punk, and beer, pong, if you listen to Punky. We know it's not dead, but hey, maybe the Kitten Blood kids are, who call themselves punk and took a gun to the head. This isn't very good, is it?
No, not really, no.
We rock out to Psychobilly with a few kick-ass bands. The chicks are hot and guys not so much. I'd rather listen to that idiot Bush than some emo band. I'd be entertained for a bit, listening to some kind of rant, but fuck it all, I'll turn on punky. Fuck, I got bored. Another random comment for you smacktards. Fucking shit faces, Chris Marie. I'm already regretting that.
Yeah. See, you built that up, and I was getting quite excited.
And I chopped it down.
Yeah.
You wait for Poetry Corner, man. It's fucking shit.
Really?
Beg pardon. Tony.
Paul.
You're going to have to remind people about this twatage first.
Right.
What's going on?
People, I haven't any twats, and I refuse to believe that there's no twats in this world. Frankly, I've met loads.
95% of the world are twats.
There you go. So
the other 5% listen to Punky. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. So you must know people don't listen to punk.
Shut up laughing, Mr. Assistant. I'll tickle you, and then you'll know the meaning of the word respect. Especially if I do it with the hammer, the fingernails on. I'm like a little Freddy Krueger of fun.
A Freddy Krueger of fun.
I'm a little Freddy Krueger of fun. I am. I'm a little Freddy Krueger of fun. Come on, children. Is that a good impression? No.
No. But scary in some other ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Especially considering the Amanda Arden 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 comment.
Oh, you know my students?
Yes.
Yeah, that I teach and that.
Yes.
One of their mums tried to plant one on me the other night.
You're happy about that, aren't you?
So I've got that going for me.
Smug.
I stopped her. I said, no, it wouldn't be right. Wait till she's left college. Gives a ring.
You're not thinking threesome there, are you, surely?
No, Tony!
No, of course not, that would be
dirty,
disgusting.
Dirty,
oh.
Man. Dirty man. Dirty, dirty, dirty man.
You are, aren't you?
No! Dirty man! Dirty man. Look at your mystery assistant laughing there. She fancies a bit of you, Todd. Yeah, you want to watch it, mystery assistant. You're going to get it. You're going to get it off him, and if there's any left, I'll have some. Right, Tony.
If you have a twat to nominate, yes. For Christ's sake,
back out of this
email
one.
Me, Tony at punkyradio.com. Just give me the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Surely you must know one.
Let's start making this show look like a fortnight.
Yeah, why don't we?
It'd be a lot more fun.
Sod it, I'll drive to yours and do it. It'd be fine. But have a right
it's
laugh.
Not going
to
happen the other way.
No. Yeah, because I haven't got any twats. So email
we want
me.
Twattage.
Basically, yeah. That's it.
All right. Have you got anything instead? It
I
could
do.
Be something we
so
left here, out of the last bit.
Here's the podcast alley comments
run through
for
them,
this week. It's a new month. So
come on.
So please do vote for us. Thank you all for your vote so far this month. But hey, there are people out there that haven't voted. So vote for us now.
Mystery Assistant, have you ever voted for us? Yeah. Right,
yeah.
She's voted late this month. Bless her.
Yeah, good. So vote for us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, this is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish.
One we'll
read
day
out
we'll
the
update
best
Punky
comments.
Radio.
Some point, when we're not quite so busy. Yeah. But we're still here.
Get on with it.
Okay, here we go. Not an abomination. Keep it up, lads. I mean the show. I'm still listening and still loving it. Play more comedy and history of guns. That's some insane star.
We've played loads of comedy. I think
we've played more than all of comedy.
And the history of guns thing I got sent to, I only got sent one track, so fuck off.
That's that one sorted.
No, I don't
but
mean
hey, insane
nasty,
star,
but I
thanks
can't.
For your comment.
Insane star, you're lovely. We really appreciate you, but I can't.
Fair enough. Yeah. Bishop's Finger. Keep up the great work, lads. Sometimes I'm glad I live in the US. Not often. I love the term Bishop's Finger, but I'm an avid beer drinker. The Shepherd Name Brewery has a
Shepherd's
beer.
Name.
Shepherd's Name.
Shepherd Name Brewery. They've got a drink called Bishop's Finger.
Ah, Shepherd Name Brewery has a beer of the same name.
But there's a beer in Banbury, or that I had a bottle of it in Banbury once called Bishop's Spunk. And a yellow label. Can't remember a lot more about it.
Must have been good then.
Had a lovely creamy head.
Did it?
No. Oh,
Jesus. I am worried. Call camera.
So am I.
Call camera. Mike D. Colorado. Go Villa. Good luck to Forrest.
Come on, you Reds.
Mike D. Colorado.
You Reds.
Bad punky.
Don't you kick my mic stand, Mr. Assistant. I'll teach you the meaning of respect. Oh, that's gone off. Look. Oh, nearly.
Oh dear, look at that.
That was close.
Bad punky.
twilight thieves that live on the side of a dirty mountain.
Bad Punky. Halfway through this week's show, my iPod died. Such is the power of punk rock. That's on Black Cat.
Black Cat.
We are starting up our show and have...
Thank you, Black Cat.
We're quite rightly...
sorry we fucked up your iPod.
We're starting up our new show and have quite rightly pointed out how excellent your show is. Have you ever heard such grovelling crap before? And that is from producer, which I think is...
That's a problem, isn't it? We need more information than that. You're going to have to say who you are. Look, as a... Right, if you're a podcaster and you vote for us, when I vote for you as a podcaster, I say Paulie B, open brackets, Punky Radio, close brackets, so you know who it is, because the email address doesn't give away who it is. So, producer...
Yeah.
Tony, don't say who it is.
Okay.
They can learn from this.
All right.
So, producer, when you vote for us next month, and you fucking will... Let us know who you are and how we can tell our listeners about you. Thank you for the vote.
And we'll mention your podcast.
You're going to have to keep going for another month.
But thank you. But I do know it.
Police officer, now give me a producer. Because my name is Smiley Culture. I'm a hip-hop crit. I'm going to bust a cap in your bum.
You rock. Best wishes from the Goopy Gatto Show. You really do
Soupy
a fine
Gatto,
job,
not
mate.
Not the Goopy Gatto.
Goopy Chateau. What?
No. Soupy Gatto.
Tell Soupy Gatto.
Soupy El Gatto.
You really do a fine job, mate.
Oh, so do
DJ
you.
H.
Tony.
Mate.
You do a fabulous
he loves you.
Job. He doesn't.
He does.
He doesn't.
Really?
He doesn't. He doesn't love me.
He does.
He wants me.
Yeah.
He doesn't love me.
He's heard you cut your cock and everything.
He wants me. Yeah. He's going to go, I could lick that better.
Yeah.
You couldn't, mate. You scabbed over.
Yeah. Greetings from Canada.
Hello.
By far.
Mystery Assistant, shout out hello to the Canada Nard Nobbins.
No, why?
Shout it. Shout it.
Hello.
She's getting carried away, this Mystery Assistant. She's loving it.
By far.
She can't believe she's been invited into the Punky Treehouse.
By far the only 100% decent podcast in the world, hosted by, I believe it's award-winning, Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn. This podcast delivers a weekly dose of fantastic music, interviews, comedy, twats from around the world, smacktards and Paul's soothing bedtime story voice.
I have got a soothing bedtime story voice when I can talk.
Overall, an excellent podcast.
Drunk nursery rhymes, that's my future.
There you go.
Mary had a little lamb. Fuck off.
An excellent pastime when on the bus, in school, chilling out, or occasionally even while shagging.
Oh God,
it's been done.
Show.
Anthony from Canardina.
Oh, he's a bloke?
It's a bloke.
Bugger that.
I don't think quite like they've listened to us while some people's shagging. That's quite worrying.
I thought that was going to be a girl there, Tony. I'm a bit disappointed.
Anthony, sorry.
Thanks for liking me bedtime fucking tones, but... I would have rather you were a bird.
So that's he likes your voice?
Is that it?
Ian likes your voice?
Yeah.
Well, he did before he called him a twat.
Yeah, before he decided. No, I called him as thick as pig shit.
Thick as pig shit.
I didn't
Sorry,
call him a twat.
Take it back.
And it wasn't just him, it was all of America. It wasn't just Ian. He singled himself out. I said, you Americans are all as thick as pig shit.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean it. I love them. I go out there quite a lot.
Twice yearly. Possibly.
Maybe never again. Shall I play the next one?
Please.
This is a holy racket.
This one goes out to anyone who's made a stand. A stand for what they believe in. This one's for the punks. You my friend, I'll stitch my gang in '92.
Tony. I love that. I actually love that song. That is Holy Racket. And it's not a holy racket. It's a fucking great song. It's from an EP called North Rebel Radio. We played North Rebel Radio. Do you remember that one? Do you remember that one?
No.
We played it. And I've been listening to this. When I was going over the... I was driving over the Pennines. Okay. No, I wasn't. I was driving over the Peak District. When I went to Glossop for a shit gig. And then I went to Huddersfield for a great gig.
Yeah.
And then I went to Oldham and got pissed in Jackson's Pit. And hello to everybody in Jackson's Pit in Oldham. Fucking great venue.
Really?
Bit like the Red Art, bit like the Mill, that sort of deal about it.
Right, okay.
Open till 3 in the morning.
Nice.
Get in. The barmaid has got fucking great tits.
Nice.
She doesn't know it. That's the beauty of her is. She's a lovely...
She doesn't know it.
She's a lovely young lady who doesn't seem to be aware of her own sexuality. She's just a nice chick. And there's just slavering blokes three deep at the bar, and she's just oblivious to them. Bless her. It is on a great gig. Great venue.
Cool.
And cheap as well. I got mullered.
Nice.
It's not like me, is it?
No.
Yeah, but anyway, when I was driving over the Peak District, I was listening to Holy Racket, North Rebel Radio, on a loop. There's only six songs on it, on a loop. We played North Rebel Radio. That was the first track of it, Armed to the Teeth, which I think is brilliant. I could have played any song off there, mate. It's a great EP. Do check them out. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Holy Racket's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HolyRacket.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Tony 1, Paulie B, the Internet 2, still winning. I'm going to beat you this week, man. I am going to beat you.
Fair.
Interestingly, Holy Racket from the Northeast. And the next band we're playing are from the Northeast as well. It's like some Northeast middle of the show.
Hmm.
Have I told you about GoDaddy?
Sorry, what, eh?
Exactly. I'm just going to tell you, mate, they're really good for SSL certificates, which are...
Sales.
And if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You will get 10% off. And if you type in the order code PUNKY2...
PUNKY2.
You'll get, if you're in the UK, you'll get 20% off. Over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is that?
Because of their exchange rate. Bit pop coming, yes.
And you've made the mystery assistant laugh. If you'd like to know more about GoDaddy, go to GoDaddy.com. They're very good.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. I took a bit of a pause there. I was thinking, I know that we'd got plans for us to take a pause and do a Twilight and Thieves, they live on the side of a dirty mountain. Pause, but we're not going to take a pause because I'm just going to fucking sort it out, mate. I'm going to sort it out while I'm talking. I don't see the point to stop this fucking show right now, other than for me to have a good glug of Merlot.
Glug, 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 glug.
Finally say to the mystery assistant, I do fancy you, but I know I can't have you. And then... move on to that. Now I've got to remember what I'm playing. I've
that
got,
from a man with a plaster on his cock.
I've got the what wrong page up here. Hey. I know. What a catch. This is Crashed Out, Tony.
I'm Paul. I have a plaster on my cock.
Crashed Out, hey. From the Northeast.
Yes.
Interestingly, both Crashed Out and Holy Racket are mates with John Codger, my boyfriend.
Oh, beautiful.
He started a new band called The Electric Cocks and was very excited about it. And was leaving MySpace updates going, The Electric Cocks, first rehearsal tonight. And it got cancelled. He's in loads of bands. Every band he gets in, they fucking, no one ever gets there for rehearsal. And they get a great album out, then nothing happens.
Right.
He's got this new band, Electric Cocks, all excited about them.
Nothing.
Why would you not be?
Yeah.
First rehearsal cancelled. I'm sure they'll sort it out. I'm sure they'll... Codgers, he's a very talented man. Very talented man. Anyway, this is from the Crashed Out album, Pearls Before Swine. I know that feeling. My little pearls of it's a swine. Small balls, massive cock. it's actually the other way round, but they are very impressive. The man with the beard, Kevin McCarthy, the man with the beard, is a brilliant, brilliant stand-up comic. And he's got a great line about it. He said, I've got really massive balls. It's not him. I'm not on about him. I'm on about Noel James and Dave Thompson. Noel James is a Welsh...
How many men's balls have you seen?
Loads. Noel James is a... I've let that go.
Fair enough.
Noel James is a Welsh comic. Welsh surreal comic. Brilliant. Dave Thompson was the original Tinky Winky, the Teletubby.
Oh, right, yeah.
Good friend of mine. They both shared a line No, it was. It wasn't Noel James. It was Simon Fox. Also, I'll get there in the end. They said, I wouldn't say I've got large balls, but they didn't drop. They abseiled. That's what I was trying to get around to. All right, I'm sorry that took so long. Yeah, so Crashed Out are from the North East, and they're a fantastic band. We've played a few songs off here, but we haven't played this one before. Track 5 is called Freak Show. Do check them out. But to check them out, you'll need to know their MySpace page. What do you think Crashed Out's MySpace page is, Tony?
MySpace.com/Crashed Out.
No. MySpace.com/COUK. Crashed Out, some bloke in America rock band. His reacher.
I roll up, come on, let's go. The king's in town, it's a real freak show. Still a cue to make it, Cliff stands in. Judah takes a flight, let the begins. This is our time, and it ain't no joke. Elvis is alive, he's a daddy on blow. The band's on the road, they're ready to rock. The cabaret, I fix it, gonna shock, shock, shock. This is our town. Shock, shock, shock. This is our town. Come gather round. It's a freak show. It's a freak show. It's a freak show.
Crashed Out. How good is that, Toke?
I'm loving the monsters thing.
We've got rid of that early, and we've come with the next thing. That's what we've done there, basically. This is the Planet Smashers. That was Crashed Out. Do go and see them. Oh, I haven't said, really. This is a Rebellion special.
There you go.
because it's Rebellion this weekend in Blackpool.
Right.
Now, I'm doing a different festival. I'm doing Endorse It. But we basically, if you hadn't noticed already, we've got... can you just turn this bed down a little bit, Tony? It's a bit low. We've got six punk bands this week. I know that punky in recent months we've been really mucking about with all the six punk bands this week, basically. So you punks out there, those of you that are a bit more into pop music, I bet you're fucking hating it, but don't worry about it. Funny stuff coming up. Crashed Out, Freak Show, Brilliant, Pearls Before Swine, buy it. Did you like that, Mystery Assistant? Can you close your legs? You're a bit enticing. It's time for... Yeah, you can kick me if you like, Mystery Assistant. What people don't know is the Mystery Assistant is actually a bloke. I've just seen her up his skirt.
But damn sexy bloke.
Oh, he's got great nuts. And an uncut cock, which is always a bonus.
There you go.
Poetry Corner time. Now, you know how I accused Ian from Minnesota. Mystery Assistant, 1, 2, 3. Minnesota. Not getting involved.
No.
And Germanic. It's, ironically. I've given away a bit there who you might be, Mystery Assistant. Sorry about that. Although you've got the arms up and you're doing all right. Right.
Dude.
I accused Ian from Minnesota of being as thick as pig shit last week, and I'm sorry about that, Ian. He did send me through a poem for Poetry Corner, legitimately. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, do send it through to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Poetry Corner. However, he sent me the poem through, and then he sent me an email after it, and he said this: fuck, I just noticed a couple of errors in the peom. I sent
the
you.
Peom.
Yeah. If you put it up on the site or read it out loud or whatever, you should know that on line 4, where it says arms crossed, a mood irate, it should say and irate. And on the 25th line, when it says she couched, it should be she coughed. If you could please keep this in mind, that would be just peachy. Now, I did send him an email back saying, no, I'm going to fuck it on purpose. So here goes. Fair Trade by Ian Cooper. It happened on one fateful date when I came home 3 hours late. My wife was in an all-too-common state, arms crossed, a mood irate. The fight, oh, the fight, was a sight to see. She was a whirlwind of catastrophe. Against a mouse, meek and mild, me. But even mice can bite, I'll make her see. We moved from room to room, both filled with anger, seam to seam. Each word cemented her doom, I vowed, as I heard her scream. She cried, you're a wank stain on the duvet of society. And I knew I could take much more. I couldn't take much more. And if you're a man, you'll take a try at me. Pow! I knocked her ass to the floor. At which point, I want to say that's a bit like Batman 60, Snek, Grolf, Kapooey. I left the room and she said something she'll regret. Ooh, big tough guy, what you gonna get? I went to the basement and found the gun case. When I got back, oh, the look on her face. She couched. Really more of a rasp. And she spoke in a frightened gasp. Oh, you haven't got the balls. Stopping again, I fucking haven't. I laughed and said, we'll see when they scrape you off the walls. In court, they called upon me to testify, and I said, well, she gave me a ticket to Fishtown, so I gave her a ticket to hell. A fair trade, says I.
That's beautiful.
It's not, Tony.
It's beautiful, man.
It's about a bloke getting around with his missus and shooting her dead.
Okay, it's quite, not quite as beautiful.
It's quite bad.
It's quite nice,
in fact. Will you just tell people about Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio?
Yes. We are on two different internet radio stations. So if you like listening to us and you like punk, hey, check out these stations. First one, Hussy Skunk. Hussyskunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. We are on...
Sorry, Matt, wait.
3 times a week at 3 different times. Not quite sure when, but do check out the website. And when we're not on, and there are a few other shows and also lots of great punk music. So check it out. And the other one, Wicked Radio.
Scar of Iran.
Wickedradio.org. Run by Evil Deshi, the goat herder.
Evil Deshi, the goat herder. He's pancreatically challenged, but fuck me, he knows about metal.
We're on every night. We're on 5 nights a week, and at the week, which are reruns of the old shows, and at the weekend, the new shows are up. We're on every night. And when we're not on, again, great punk music. All the rest of the time. There you go.
Well done, Tone.
Thank you very much.
Are you familiar with the work of the Beastie Boys?
I no.
There's a comic called Adam Bloom, right, who you may or may not have met.
Yeah.
Lovely bloke.
I've not met him.
He loves the Beastie Boys. And my mate Shaky like the Beastie Boys. And there's a Beastie Boys album that's nearly all punk rock. It's fantastic. Oh, no, Tony. You've given it away. There's like... See if you can join in with me, beautiful assistant. The Beastie Boys, they are coming home. They're coming home. Boy, they're coming home. Come on, speak up. They're coming home. Yeah, they are coming home. They're coming home. Yeah, they're coming home. It's like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Which album's that?
I don't know.
They've got
a nervous assistant.
Yeah.
I know how that feels.
How rude.
They've got a song called Stop Kicking My Mics. What are you doing? Stop kicking my mic stand. Thank you, Mystery Assistant. Not so mysterious.
Well, that.
I'm going to play the next song now. Hey! Rock and roll, rock and roll. Hey! Rock and roll. Like Doctor Who.
TARDIS.
Doctor Who likes Gary TARDIS. Glitter. So, Tone, that was Guitar Gangsters from their album Let 'Em Have It on Captain Oi. I don't know whether they're playing Rebellion. I'm not sure. I had a little start there. This is, I'm not sure whether they're playing Rebellion or not. This is the Chop Tops. I do like those boys.
Yeah,
I do like those boys. But I think we have to. What I want to know is, Tony, what is what is Guitar Gangsters' website?
GuitarGangsters.co.uk.
GuitarGangsters.surf3.net. I'm sorry, they don't appear to have a MySpace page. I can't find it. I'm sorry, mate. That's poorly being the internet for Tony Wong. It's time for Judgmental.
Really?
We haven't done a Judgmental in a long time.
It's been a while.
It has been a long time. Now, as you know, I can only... A mystery assistant, you are... Is this the first time we've had a witness for Judgmental?
I think it might be.
Were Felix and Charlie there when I did a Judgmental once?
I don't think so. No.
So, yeah, mystery assistant, you can verify that, basically, I don't make this up. Those of you who are relatively new to the show won't know about Judgmental. Now, this is going to take two.
Two, really?
Yeah.
Because you were quite worried about this before.
I discovered when in Canardinardinardinardinardinardinardin...
That
if I had cinnamon gum, it made me something of a superhero.
Right.
And he is he's a bit like Judge Dredd, but he's a bit more mental. He's Judge Dredd. Judge Gentle.
Judge Gentle.
Judge Gentle. He'd be rubbish.
He'd
Judge
be popping
Mental.
A cap in your ass.
He'd be... No, Judge Gentle would be very gently slipping a cap into your bumhole.
Suppository of love.
Suppository of love. It can create a dirty mountain. So, anyway, when I have cinnamon gum, I become a superhero. I didn't know that. It's just what happens. Anyway, if you've got something, if you've got a burning issue, I probably already know you. If you've got...
and I've stopped calling you by now.
Yeah, if you've got a burning issue that you think needs to be sorted out, it's not an is a twat, it's not somebody, it could be a poignant point. Send an email to paulieb@punkyway.com, tighten your email, Judgmental, ask me the question, I'll pop the cinnamon gum in my face.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens with the judge. Anyway, it's all vague. We've quite clearly only got four listeners last week. First of all, hello, how's my Paulie B? Also, Sam Waterman has rightfully been nominated as an is a twat. That was a few weeks ago, wasn't it? And thanks for giving Kayla a wonderful thanks for getting in touch, but making me seem like the bad guy. I like listening to Punky when I have the time and energy to actually pay attention to your ramblings, instead of being distracted with things going on. But you're right, it is my own fault. But I do miss you guys, and I'm sorry for not listening as often as I should. But I still vote for you on Podcast Alley each month, so I can't be that bad of a fan. Anyway, I have a judgmental then, if you want one. Here you go, Stone.
Okay.
Is it right for people to push their beliefs, religions, morals, or lifestyle on another? Thanks, Amanda Nardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardinardin Tony.
Yes.
Contenders. Ready. Two sticks of cinnamon gum. I don't know what's going to happen.
The judge scares me, quite frankly.
The judge scares me because I start having this stuff. It seems so innocent starting. And then I start to get the aftertaste on it. And things start to happen.
Yeah.
That I'm really not expecting.
It's weird, really, isn't it?
It doesn't kick in straight away. It takes a bit of time.
Yeah.
But once it does kick in...
Stop. Oh, there he is.
He's coming. Once it does kick in... Oh, make him a talk of funny. Make him a talk of funny. Freedom of speech is... intrinsic to societal success. In the Western world, this is the this is the fundamental reason for clashes with totalitarian regimes and theocracies. It's only making my talk funny. Resulting in conflict in Africa, Central America, the Middle East, and the Far East. Put simply, it's a wave on a crashing on a beach. The beach is still dry. The beach is still dry. Make up my talk about. The beach is still dry. The water is a calm and a clear. But when they meet, they create a turbulent morass of flakes and mud with swirling eddies. Perhaps it would be better if we, the Free West,
stopped trying to force our own values. No, make him talk funny. Onto cultures and lands that we are alien to. Yes, we will look on in horror at the perceived barbarism that can occur, but we will not be adding to it. Oh, most countries want to do is to be left alone. On the other side of the coin, perhaps the most effective way to combat jihad is to ignore it. Make him talk funny. If we give a fundamentalist Islam nothing to fight against, it may well collapse. Closer to home, our government tells us to eat healthily, how much we should drink and where we are allowed to smoke. They tell us to get out of our cars, use public transport and recycle. Yet at the supermarkets, give us 2-for-1 on chips and ice cream. Every pub has a happy hour. Pavements are now full of fagbots. You can't catch a train after 10 o'clock at night. In back of a talking funny fucking country. And we are all drowning in packaging. Packaging, packaging. In conclusion, in an ideal world, as a perceived by Western society, should have no instructions or guidance at all, just a general illness of fairness and peace. Mankind should be able to live without fear or intimidation, and nobody should even feel that they can ever speak of their mind, even if it may go against what others believe. This is sadly prevented from happening by mankind itself because of our petty jealousies. Natural and aggressive, make them talk funny. And greed will always make us covet what others have or attempt to force our will on those we feel in fear. Amanda, make them talk funny. Canada. Is it a right for people to push their beliefs, religious morals, or lives on another? No! It is not. But I don't believe we can do anything about it. So, we might as well just sit in our favourite chair, crack open a cold one, and have some cinnamon gum. Because it's Megamatoka Funny!
What the fuck happened then, Tom?
He's a scary bastard. He really is.
Did he make any cogent points?
Several.
Really?
Yeah, no, I think, yeah, I think he's covered the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone can translate that, I'd love to hear it.
Or at least transcribe it. So it can
if you can just transcribe it, again, it if you do it, please send it to Paulie B at Punky Radio. In fact,
it'd make him a type funny.
It would make him a type of funny. And I have a feeling that. See, that's the best impression I can do of the judge. Yeah. The cinnamon gum is gone. So is the judge.
Good.
Here's the last track. I've waited a while to play this. Riot Squad, Persecute the Weak, Control the Strong. Great album, 19 tracks on it. We're playing track 19. We must have played 8 or 9 off this tone.
At least.
Over time. We know every single member of Riot Squad, and they are all brilliant blokes. It's a great album. This is, again, it's their best album, isn't it?
And Luke's done some good work on that album.
He has, and I can't remember who wrote Pressure. Was it Luke or Ched? But did
Ched leave? Yeah, Ched's gone.
Ched's gone.
Yeah, he's the bassist.
Who's on bass now? Who's on bass now?
Some other guy, I don't know.
Some other guy?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it without Ched, you know?
No. Weird,
can't imagine. He's in the band that supported the business the other week. Did you go?
No.
Twat.
Thank you.
That's all right. Mystery assistant, got anything to say about that? No, you're keeping your mouth shut now, aren't you? Oh, yeah. This is the last track, track 19. It's called Wasted. Yeah, sorry, Tony. Another drinking song, sort of.
Oh, right, okay.
Riot Squad, check them out. What I want to know is, now, bear in mind that it's probably been Internet 4, Tony 1.
I can't win then, can I?
At the moment, no. For 2.95
no,
points.
No, you've got to make it at least for 3.
All right, for 2 points. What is Riot Squad's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RiotSquad1981
It is. MySpace.com/RiotSquad1981 It's a Pyrrhic victory, but I've still won. First time in months. Poorly beating the Internet 4. Tony 3.999 recurring. It's still a win. This is Wasted.
I was a mess.
And you're right, that is only 45 seconds long, and I didn't realise until I played it.
Oh well.
Hey, Judgmental gets carried away, doesn't he?
And he does talk kind of funny.
He does. He does talk. I can't do that. I'm under the spell of the cinnamon gum when I do that, you know.
But at least we're in a well-aired treehouse, so I can't smell the cinnamon gum.
I've got a feeling, if anybody could make out what the judge said, it was probably a good point.
Probably. He does make good points.
He normally makes good points, doesn't he?
He just talks kind of weird.
He's not controversial. He just talks funny. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder whether anybody will be able to work out what he said. Let's see what Knox make of that.
Yeah.
Crazy Italian psycho. But let's see how you get on with Judgmental. Teach you the meaning of respect. Mystery Assistant, you had a good time? Well, there's no way nodding. It's fucking radio. Shout loud. Go on.
There you go.
Yay! I haven't even mentioned your Wolverine-style mutton chops.
They're good, aren't they?
They're fucking huge. Yeah, gives me something to hang on to.
I was quite panicked about the fire.
Come on, Tone.
They do work.
Amos.
Yeah.
Amos Heard.
I'm not an Amish.
That's a mystery system that accused you of being an Amish.
A little bit.
How many girlfriends and wives you got?
Seven.
How do you feel about that, mystery assistant? I know you want him. You can't have him. He's all mine. Right. Vote for us this week, please.
Yes.
Podcast Alley.
Yes.
Go on, Tane. Tell him briefly.
Go to punkradio.com. At the top of the screen, important, please vote for his link. Hit that. Or your email address. Subject and comment, if you so wish, because we read them out. But if not, just vote for us.
Good friends of mine think you're brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which good friends?
Some very good friends of mine.
Aww.
They think you're brilliant. They've listened to the show for 3 years now, and they've watched you progress into the man you are now. A man capable of standing up to a landlady and calling her a fucking cunt.
She was
I've said it.
But she was a cunt.
Oh, you've said it as well. Brilliant.
She was,
I feel all right now. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog. What was that song we were going to sing? What was that song? What was it? We were going to do a song. What was that song?
Were we? I can't remember.
Well, you made that up. We had a song.
What
was the song?
I don't know.
We had a fucking song.
Did we?
I didn't have it with you, Mystery Assistant, did I? I don't mean that. I didn't have a song. Were we going to sing a song? What was the song we were going to sing, Mystery Assistant? There was a song. We had a song lined up.
I can't remember.
Oh, we had a song.
Did we?
Oh, by the way, next week, those of you that were expecting the second half of the Panida thing this week, I've had to wait another week because Roach in the fucking Sarnos haven't sent me the CD yet. Get on with it, LHS the Third. You know who you are.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.